Gales High School football season kicks off next Friday night. They'll be on the road at Dunlap tomorrow night. You can meet the Streaks out at Van Dyke Field, and our broadcast crew that'll be covering the Streaks. Same as last year, joining us here this morning as we welcome in the voice of the Silver Streaks, Mr. Brad Benowitz. Brad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yep. Sean Hickey, new member of the team as of last year. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
And Jake Miller also joined our broadcast team last year. Jake, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning to you.
All right. Well, man, can you believe it's come around again already? The Streaks tomorrow night. Well, of course, you guys all will be starting work again on Monday. I don't know if you knew that or not.
We're aware of that.
I don't know if anybody told you or not.
We're ready to go.
All right. So that other thing that you do on top of covering the games for us here on WGIL. All right. Well, it's a new regime, a change at the top, and Mike Washabaugh, a 7-year assistant, and spending lots of time under Coach Doherty. What are you expecting as far as changes? Obviously, he'll want to put his stamp on things, but just from talking with Coach Washabaugh and watching what they've done in the past, did you expect much to change that fans will maybe notice?
I don't know. Maybe that fans would know. I don't know that there would be, and I'll you know, toss this to you guys too. I don't know that there's going to be anything obvious that, you know, to the casual fan necessarily. I think there's probably lots of, as you said, personal things that he's doing organizationally and so on. But I don't know. What do you guys say? I don't know that there's going to be anything that the fans look at and just go, oh, wow, that's a radical change.
Well, you know, when a program gains stability like we've had over the past few years with Coach Doherty,
right.
One of the things that when you go to hire somebody, you know, after a departure is to, if it's been successful, why not hire within?
Mm-hmm.
Get somebody that's been within the program, keep it the same so there's less change for the players as it, you know, they progress. So the off season that we had this year, they were able to maintain the same weight program. It wasn't too different. You know, there wasn't somebody that was just sitting in, you know, kind of the lame duck waiting for someone else to come in. So that's something that always helps out too. Offensively, defensively, you're going to see a lot of the same, but you know, I did talk with Coach Washabaugh, and they are going to more of a 3-5 look defensively, so that's going to be a change program-wide. And I've talked with the junior highs as well, and they're doing the same thing. So they're really trying to put in a new defense top to bottom.
Yeah, I think the most notable change you'll see right off the bat is just, you know, from players graduating. And, you know, the obvious change there, you know, you're going to get a change at quarterback, and you're going to see some new faces, and you have some old faces too. You'll see Kobe carrying the ball again, you know, I'm assuming 25, 30 times. But in terms of scheme and what have you, I you know, like you said, the casual fans are not going to see a lot. Sean and I are going to see some differences that that we're, you know, kind of tuned into seeing because we've done it and coached it. So, I think you're going to see an excited football team, a team ready to, you know, establish itself, a coaching staff that's had some turnover as well, and excited to get themselves. There's some guys back and some guys brought in, and they'll be excited to get themselves going. And, I think this is going to be another year of Galesburg football. And Sean's right. You know, the stability that hiring within, as a teacher that, you know, as teachers here, I think we were all cheering for Coach Wash to get the job, and happy to see that happen. And so, you know, away we go.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned the hiring from within and the stability, and Coach Doherty did a great job with the program. But you also have, I guess, me, even from a player standpoint, I guess a level of excitement as a player with a new coach but yet a guy that you know as a player.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, they knew him, and he had an important role before. You know, he wasn't just a lower level coach. I mean, he was, you know, he was calling offensive plays last year as the offensive line coach, and he's been that way for a couple years. And so he had just kind of assumed that leadership role as everybody kind of understood that this guy is the next guy in waiting here. And I'm thankful that the powers gave him that opportunity. So I don't think it's anything that I think it's everything the kids want, and so I think that's a good thing.
Well, coaches can connect with the players at different levels. You know, if you have one coach that gets along well with a certain group of kids because maybe they're able to connect with them differently, and maybe not so well with others, And one of the things that Coach Washball was able to do is he was able to connect with a lot of players. So on different levels, whether it be their grades or be problems that were happening outside of school or things that within the program itself, he's able to do that. And that's part of coaching, is being able to connect with the players on different levels. And so, from a player standpoint, I knew, as we were excited for Coach Washball as well, so were the players, because they were really rooting for him too.
And here's something else I'll observe, just in terms of what happened last season personnel-wise. We saw a lot of sophomores get more and more playing time on the varsity as the year went along, to the point where some of them were playing significant playing time by games 8 and 9. And by having this smooth transition in terms of, Coach Wash knowing how things have been done the past 6 years when he's been an assistant, the kids knowing him, the relationship that the guys have talked about here, he also is familiar with the growth that these kids have gone through and the reason why maybe they weren't playing at all in game one and why they were playing significantly by game 7, 8, and 9, and then can then work with those kids over the summer to build on that so that by the time we're ready for game one next week, those kids are ready too.
Brad Benowitz, the voice of the Streaks, along with his partners in football on Galesburg here on WGIL for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Sean Hickey and Jake Miller joining us here this morning. You mentioned the lot of the younger kids getting to play. So it's going to be a fairly young team, but it's not going to be a totally inexperienced team coming back, though.
No, well, and the guys mentioned Kobe. He's the one who's getting a lot of attention, and rightfully so. So there's going to be a lot that's starting with there, but Connor Ayton's going to be the starting quarterback. He saw some game time last year. There aren't going to be entirely unfamiliar names despite losing some kids at key positions last year. So it's not like they're entirely starting from scratch either.
Something that makes a program successful is the ability to have guys step in year after year. So when you have a batch of seniors leave, you want to have someone else that's going to be able to step in. Along with that is you need to have, we haven't had a dominating class to say, well, we're good this year, but they were all seniors, and so now they're gone.
Right.
So now where do we have to go with that? So, you have to keep each grade to be contributing, whether it be a lineman, whether it be a skill position. It could be something with special teams that you're going to have guys that step in. And we've been able to see that the past 4 years or so, where it hasn't been a total vacancy, and all of a sudden positions are up for grab. Positions are always up for grab, but we have a good feel of where some guys are going to be. You look at a sophomore that got a lot of playing time last year on the line, which, like Blaze Purchase.
Sure. Yep.
You're going to see him in there and be a key player for the next 2 years, there are those types of things that are happening. And as the season goes along, you might see more sophomores that might work into play based upon injuries or whatever. That's just how the season goes. And there's a good incoming freshman class as well.
Let me ask you this, Jake. And watching, you talked about coaches seeing the growth of players. Do you see that being up in the booth or on the sideline as a broadcaster, kind of like over the season? Do you kind of see a growth in a young player?
Oh, absolutely. And this year, for me personally, this year's senior class was the last group that I coached in eighth grade football. And then Sean's coached him after that. So he's got the juniors and sophomores. And you see the growth and some of the names, frankly, some of the names that are out there now, surprise you. And I'm thinking, man, in eighth grade, I don't know, soccer, maybe your deal. But now they're out there, and they had weight room and they grew, and it's fun to see that. Growth, it's absolutely something you see. I see them in the classroom. We all see them in the classrooms, and out on the football field year after year. I'm a fan. I watch them in the mornings. I watch their practices. I pack my kids up and we go sit in the truck and watch for a little bit, as long as the baby's not screaming. And I get a few minutes here and there to watch. And noticing some things from last year. One thing that we did lose from last year significantly on the offensive side is people to catch the football. And yep. When you lose Jacob Carl, obviously in that regard. And you lose Carson Johnson. Right now I'm looking at it offensively as who's going to catch a football. I've noticed a couple guys. They're throwing the ball in practice. I see the pulley I don't know which one because I'm not close enough, but one of the Pulley triplets or two of them are out there catching footballs, and Nico Deligiannis is out there catching footballs. So offensively for me, that's something that I need to see, you know, hopefully see some growth in that area as to who's going to step up and do that. You know, Kobe hopefully is going to show some growth in terms of, you know, one thing that last year was an issue of his was holding on to the football. And, you know, hopefully we're going to see he's, you know, another year bigger and stronger and more experienced. He's been playing since, we saw him a little bit, you know, even his freshman year at the end and returning kicks and stuff. And so, you know, we're going to see if he's going to, you know, solve that issue, and I'm sure that he will. And, you know, who's going to catch the football. So, yeah, a lot of growth does need to happen, especially offensively this year. And you know, we see it, and I hope that continues.
That's the voice of Jake Miller, part of our WGIO football broadcast crew. Sean Hickey as well, the voice of the Streaks, Brad Benowitz, joining us here this morning. This schedule, it's always been a fun matchup with Dunlap to start the season over the years. That happens again. Of course, they're coming off a second place finish in Class 5A, but man, what a rough way to start a season this year.
Yeah,
because you're a team that, and this is going to be consistent because one of the team you see week two is going to be part of the conference coming up the following year, and that's Geneseo. So man, it's not going to be an easy schedule, that's for sure.
Yeah, I remember Geneseo last year, if you guys remember, barely made the playoffs. They had to win that week 9 game in order to get in. Otherwise, it was going to snap some 50-year streak or something like that.
They were
very young.
Yeah, too. They're the only team in Illinois that's been to the playoffs every single year since Illinois football playoffs have existed.
Yeah.
Is Geneseo High School.
So I remember thinking, you know, well, they were only 5-4 this year. So, you know, that gives us some encouragement. But then all the stuff I'm reading was all the young guys they were playing, and they're bringing so many of those kids back. Yeah. So they're going to be a year better also. And then Rochelle, you know, they've had some real strong seasons in the past 10 years. I haven't looked that far ahead. I don't know what they've got this year, if they're back on the upswing or not. But, yeah, and then you get into the conference, which looks, even before Geneseo and Sterling join next year, the conference this year is looking, I think, as strong as it's been maybe in the last decade, top to bottom.
Yeah, and week one, Dunlap lost some kids, but they've got some key position players back, though, too.
Yeah.
Some really, really good athletes are going to be tough to contend with.
Yeah, I've got to think that Coach Caslett has it rolling over there right now. I think they've got to just be coming in with a ton of confidence after last year.
Is there anything in particular, start with you, Jake, on this, and anything in particular you're really looking forward to this season, maybe a particular game or seeing a particular team?
I'd like to see Geneseo has such a playoff history. Yep. I love the addition of Geneseo to this conference. We play them all the time at baseball. Great facilities. They just redid theirs. Now I know we're playing Geneseo at home this year. That's the naming of the stadium night here in Galesburg. Also the F&M Bank stuff. Mm-hmm. They're doing that night. So that'll be a big night. But, you know, I'm excited to see them just as a football fan, what a story tradition that program has. Excited to see Rochelle. I have not. They have a rich tradition as well, and I haven't seen them play in a long time. Granite City was also added, and just some of the new things this year I'm excited to see. Like you said, the conference is – I don't think there's one team – Moline probably stands out. In terms of just quality throughout the board, you know, UT hopefully shows some improvement as well. And there's no off weeks on Friday night. So every Friday night, I think, will be a test for the Streaks. And I just, you know, as a fan of high school football, that's what I'm looking forward to most.
How about you, Sean?
Well, we'd have to go back a couple of decades to remember that Geneseo and Sterling were once on the schedule, you know, and that was, those are some lean times with Galesburg football. And not to say that that's what's going to happen coming up, but it certainly is putting together a schedule that's going to be very difficult. And as Jake said, you're going to have, you know, there are no off days. There's no off weeks. You're going to have to prepare. And hopefully Coach Washball has the kids believing in, you know, what's going to lead you to victory. And that's going to be preparation. You have to be prepared to know what teams are going to be doing, watching film, studying what you can do to get better for yourself, and then also studying what the other team's going to be doing when they come in, so you're prepared for that.
And you would think with those teams coming into the conference, that's going to make the whole conference better. I think everybody's going to be striving to say, okay, if these two teams are coming right in and they're going to be possibly the top two teams in the conference consistently, we got to, the rest of us have to get better to, because we don't want them to be the top two teams, I guess.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's what I'm excited to see as much as anything, is just how this team grows from week one to week nine. Because as Jake and John have already said, there is no Friday night. We were talking before we came in here a few minutes ago. You look at the schedule this year, and there is no game on there where you can look at and go, well, we'll get that one. They're just not there. So this team is going to have to develop as the season goes along to, in terms of wins and losses, which is what people look at, for better or for worse, in order to make it a successful season. But I think these kids, I think we will see a lot of growth from week one to week nine for sure.
Well, like you said, there was a time it was like, oh, yeah, Quincy, that's going to be win. Or, you know, over several years, just recently with UT, oh, that's going to be a win. We're going to, well, Quincy's got the young man. What, got Ohio State, among others, looking at him?
He's committed to Iowa State.
He has committed to Iowa State.
Terrell Brock is going to Iowa State.
Still decent then.
Yeah,
so you got that. Yeah, so there's just not, you don't have, you know, like you said, that off week, which I guess gets you better for the future as well. How about you, Brett? Is there any, the young man from Quincy obviously is probably fun to watch, except what he's doing to your team.
Right.
But anybody else you're looking at, and including the streaks, I mean, I'm sure Colby is fun to watch as well.
The Barry kid from Moline, you know, he had a big game against us last year, and he's very explosive. So I'm just, out of curiosity, as a fan of high school football, I'm curious to see in what ways he's better this year. If we're talking about teams other than the other than the streaks, anyway. Yeah.
How about you, Sean?
Well, I'm terrible with names, but from that Dunlap team coming back. They lost a lot of seniors, but I think their quarterback is returning for them.
That's right.
And that's going to be something to watch coming up here week one.
And the Division I receiver, the Guyton kid, will, I believe he returns as well. So
The other one, Mealman?
Myman.
Mealman.
Maybe that's the one I'm thinking of.
Was Guyton, which one was about 6'4", 6'5"?
That was Mealman. They were both about the same size. Yeah. I think Mealman was one. I don't know if they're both back or not. I can't remember. Yeah. I know for sure Mealman's back, though. About 6'5", and athletic. Mm-hmm. And
the quarterback is there. He's also their catcher on their high school baseball team, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I know that he's back. I'm excited to watch, as an all-option quarterback, the Matichak kid from Ollivan is also going to be back, and that kid, you know, as a baseball coach too, he's a pitcher, center fielder, and so I've, you know, gotten to see him in a lot of different ways. But you know, just I love option football, and watching him run that he does it as well as some of the old Ollivan quarterbacks who were, you know, when they really had it going. And so, you know, he's another name, and he really put it to us down there at Augustana last year. It was, you know, a rainy first half, and he was pretty impressive that day. So, you know, another year for him. It'll be his senior year this year. So,
our Silver Streaks football broadcast team joining us here this morning: Brad Benowitz, the voice of the Streaks; Sean Hickey; Jake Miller. And Brad, talk about the setup this year. You'll obviously be up in the booth on play-by-play duties.
Yeah, I think we're going to stick with. Mm-hmm. We really haven't talked about it. It's just sort of, I think we just sort of assumed we're just going to do the same thing. Sean will be up in the booth with me. Jake will be our eyes down on the track, so we can get different perspectives, different angles, and so on. Something that you know, Jake may be shielded from on the field, Sean will see from up in the booth while I'm watching the ball, or vice versa. So we like the setup. We appreciate the technological upgrades that Roger Lundeen here in the station have invested in to give us a little bit more range out in the fields for our listeners' perspectives as well. So I'm excited. There's nothing like Friday nights. Doesn't matter what sport is your favorite. There's nothing like Friday nights in high school football.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for taking some time with us this morning, and look forward to hearing you next Friday night and the whole season.
Thank you much.
Thank you.